Nathan Zagura here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns fall to 0-4 for the second consecutive season, now having lost five in a row to the Cincinnati Bengals, who took the Browns to the woodshed today 31-7 here at First Energy Stadium. It's kind of the same old story for the Browns. Too many mistakes, shooting themselves in the foot, giving the opponent a big lead, and in this case, they weren't even able to rally back to try to make it respectable, getting a touchdown with less than 2 minutes to go that at least avoided a shutout, hopefully will give them something to build on. But as I said, the same old story. Too many miscues for this Browns team to overcome. Go back to the first quarter. Emmanuel Agba, sack, strip, recovers the fumble. The Browns are in Bengals territory, looking to take their first lead of the season. Zane Gonzalez misses the field goal. Then you have bad snaps. You have penalties. And then down 7-0, the Browns marched their best drive down the field. They were driving a huge third down conversion from DeShone Kizer to Kenny Britt. They tried to do it again this time. Kizer threw the ball right to Britt. It literally hit Kenny Britt in the chest between the 1 and the 8, popped up into the air. Should have been first and goal for the Browns. Instead, it was an interception. Kizer's lone interception of the day. And that was it. By the time it was the halftime score, it was 21-0 Bengals, and the Browns could never recover. Kizer was under pressure all day. They never had an opportunity to get the ground game going, and the drops continued. Everybody seems to have caught this virus in the Browns receiving core, as there were drops aplenty all over the field. And again, too many mistakes for a team who had such a slim margin for error. They could not execute, and ultimately, they were beaten up and soundly defeated by the Cincinnati Bengals, who would come into this game without a win themselves. Well, they leave 1-3 again, 31-7 for Hugh Jackson and his staff. It will be back to the drawing board because the Browns have another quote-unquote winnable game against the New York Jets, but so far, the last 2 weeks, they've been winnable, and the Browns have not been able to get it done. They'll have to hope that changes next Sunday. For the latest on the Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.